This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here is some of the stuff you guys had to say. 650 says, hey, Vinny, if you're streaming a movie, what does runtime matter? Like Sarah said, just hit pause. Yes, I fully agree, and I bet you there are a lot of singles out there who are thrilled at more content, longer, better. Like, I would guess a lot of people say, the longer the better. Thank you for 4 full hours. For me, I can't get 4 hours. I can't get 4 minutes. And that's a personal problem. So, you know, that's my own situation coming out through the microphone.
I start to get anxious as the show is ending. Like, we're on the fifth season. I think we're going to start the sixth season of Bosch today. And I don't know what we're going to watch afterward.
Oh,
like, well. Oh, no. Now we got to figure out something else. I love when you find a show you like and there's 10 seasons. You're like, oh, my God, there's 10 seasons of this. We can just relax for a while. We don't have to get in that long, drawn-out thing. We'll watch 10 minutes of it. We'll watch 10 minutes and see.
Oh. So Bosch is going good.
It's really, I would say around season 3, I started to go, I don't know. And then season 4 was great. Season 5, I love it. It's on Amazon?
I think so. The Bosch books are, it would be a crime for them not to get it right. The books are so good and the stories are there. Why wouldn't you get it right? Duh.
I don't know. Are they still making them?
There's 25 books or something.
But as you said, they seem to be combining. There seems to like there's always 3 or 4 things going on at once in each of these series.
Yeah, that might be why there's not going to be. You know, but that with 20 something books, they probably figure, hey, we're not promised 20 seasons. So let's start, you know, let's pack these puppies
right.
full.
Let's make them epic. Uh-huh. That's the code word this hour. The I'm wondering. So we're going to start the sixth. I'm wondering if they have more in the shoot. Like, will I get to watch future seasons?
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's really good. They're definitely great stories, and there's lots of them, so there should be plenty. And then this Renee Ballard lady is so great as they're sort of... And the books have been around so long that Bosch is basically retired in the books now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's aged out, but he's still doing stuff, and Renee Ballard's the new hot shot. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, Chris Columbus and Robin Williams, this is from 415, had a deal on Mrs. Doubtfire. Robin would do the scene as written. Then Chris would let Robin riff as many takes as he wanted. The riffs often went blue, so if included, would garner the R rating. Chris has hinted that he may include the riffs in future deluxe versions.
Great.
I would like to see that. Mm-hmm. That's probably some great fun... Just sitting there.
He was just, he amused us all the whole day. Like he was unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. With the advent of streaming service, why not release extended cuts? HBO Max servers crashed because so many people were trying to watch Justice League.
Hmm.
If you like Andy Samberg, see Popstar. Never Stop, Never Stopping. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, no, they say hilarious.
Oh.
Not safe for work or kids, though.
Yeah.
Never
Stop, Never Stopping.
Oh, Vinny, check out the wine rack. It's the 2.0 version of what that lady did. Holds a whole bottle on your bosoms.
The wine rack.
Great for sneaking into a ball game and not spending an arm and a leg. LOL.
Well, check that out, guys. Let's have a look at what this wine rack looks like.
I spent more time than I should have in my life trying to figure out how to get booze into places. I'm glad I don't suffer from that problem anymore.
Well, they generally look like bags.
Oh. Like that you hang under your boobs?
Yeah. So I'm confused on how you would bring that in because...
You know, if they give you a pat down, generally speaking with girls, they just hit the sides of you. You hold up your arms, they pat down the sides, they pat your legs. A guy,
they
might do
boobs,
the chest.
Huh?
They don't, not generally, at, like a TSA check, they put their, they don't give
they,
you a honk
like
honk
that.
Or anything,
they,
but they go under
it,
them
yeah.
and they'll, right, just to make sure that there's nothing suspicious. But if you had a baggy sweatshirt on and a pair of big old boobies, you could probably dangle something underneath them.
But the one I found has bags hanging from the bra.
Yeah, you know what it's like? So. It's a camel back that's actually in your bra. So you can actually sit
Oh, so you
it.
Put the...
Here,
I
check
see.
It out. You see this?
Got it. It's there's a reservoir. You're not actually sneaking a bottle of wine
that's
in.
Right.
You're putting a bottle of wine in your boob. Which I guess if they even if they touched them, you could, they would feel like sloshy boobies. Huh.
I get it, the wine
be,
rack.
I get it.
Oh.
I get it.
Hmm.
Nicely done.
A lot of people wrote in about the Zack Snyder cut of the Justice League, and most people like it. And I agree. I'm enjoying it. It's pretty good. I don't know how DC Comics have done such a bad job with their... They have the best characters, and they don't seem to make the best movies. By comparison, Marvel is, I think, better.
Marvel?
Mm-hmm.
The ice cream company.
Mm-hmm. Close.
The ice cream company?
Carvel.
Are you thinking of Carvel?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We have this conversation every time we say Marvel. Everyone goes, it's Marvel.
I'm looking at this chick with the boobs, the wine rack, right? And I'm thinking, as you go to this, like if you sneak into the game or whatever, throughout this, as you're leaving, your boobs are going to be significantly smaller than they were when you came in. You
Is
know?
That a problem?
It's just funny to me because it's clearly really big. I think it's going to make your things double.
Yeah,
is what it looks like.
Bottle of wine worth.
Just my thoughts on that.
And you can have one.
Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, NWA, Ice Cube, Roxanne, Chanty, Missy Elliott, and LL Cool J. That's their best
Those
rappers
are their
alive.
Picks country. For best
I don't know Roxanne. I don't know Chanty. Maybe there's a mess up there. Typo.
I've never heard of any of them.
I don't know those. I'll give you Ice Cube, though. I like Ice Cube. LMAO at the Vibrators. I use them on my ears when they twitch.
Twitchy ears. That's one I haven't heard of. Twitchy eyes, sure. A cheek tick, yeah. But ears?
408 says, Tupac, way better than Biggie. Chuck D, greatest living of all time. I'll go with Chuck D. I'll give you Chuck D for sure. Tupac over Biggie all day, every day. Come on, Vinny. Best rappers. Tupac. Well, first of all, guys, it was the best rapper alive. That was the comment. Tupac and Biggie are both gone. But okay, you want to keep saying that.
They're
Tupac,
on my page.
Rakim,
cool.
Nas, Eminem, and Biggie.
It's my
yes,
name.
Brent, Tupac. Yes, Vinny, over Biggie. Oh, Jesus.
Thanks, guys. LL Cool J. When I'm alone in
my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. And then don't do it.
Mind,
you're booing yourself right now. This is one of the reasons. Look, I like Tupac as well. But one of the things, even like he has a song called Keep Your Head Up. It's great.
Yeah.
But then he's like, ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. And you're ooh, like, what child, happened to the
things
song?
Things get brighter.
Yeah, you're
that's
doing
a,
it.
That's another. That's somebody else singing it, though. He's not singing that.
Whatever. It's still not.
It's the hook. It's nice to have like a singy hook, you know? And then you rap, and then they sing, and then
what
you
just
rap.
Happened? The thing was going great, and then this guy, ooh, child.
I mean, that's get collaborations. That's what people do now. Especially now. It's like.
Hi, Vinny. Just watched Eurovision movie. Tell Sarah it's elves, not fairies, the Icelanders believe in.
Whatever.
Same thing.
Little people.
415 says, Sarah is wrong. Eurovision was absolute garbage. Don't fall for her lies, Vin. Happy Monday.
You know, I liked it. Vinny, I know your taste. If you
the music wasn't that bad.
Oh my God, I loved the music. Mm-hmm. The music was hilarious. Mm-hmm. Demi Lovato, classic in that.
707. Sarah calling Nicole a liar. Huh. Tell us again about Cloverdale.
Yeah, but I freely admit I'm a liar. Man. She's all, no.
I'm not a liar.
See?
There it is.
See
again.
What I'm saying? There it is. I'm saying I lie about everything. Can't trust a thing I say.
What is happening? You guys are punchy.
It's Monday. We love Monday, so we're going crazy. It's party day. Monday. Woo!
Good morning. Someone bought the library that was originally on Lovell Avenue? Lovell
Avenue? In Mill Valley. We looked at it.
In Mill Valley and made it into a beautiful home. I always wanted to tour the house because I went to that library as a young girl.
When it was a really long time ago that we looked at it. I'm not sure if it's sold since then, but when I first looked, it didn't even have heating. So we were like, we have children. We can't move into an unheated library. But the space it's an old brick, beautiful building. It was definitely a, they're inspiring buildings like that. Well, this came up because somebody bought a school and turned it into a house. I can't remember where you said that was, but it was
Pennsylvania somewhere.
Oh, yeah. So I looked, I go, schools for sale. And there's a site. And I've been looking at schools for the last hour and a half.
Oh, geez. Well, John, good news. You got a busy week ahead.
John will be into it.
Walkthroughs. Wait, what do you call those?
Tours? House walk tours? Through.
What is the?
Sure, a walkthrough. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a walkthrough.
We're going to go check it out. Well, that's the thing. Like, first of all, there's no cheap schools. I will say that. As I looked, I went, well, that's an ancient building and on 4 acres and it's $4.5 million. That's not really going to work for us. But it's so inspiring to think, like, you'd buy this thing, you'd close most of it down, right? Because what do you need 100 classrooms for? But you could have your own gymnasium, your own auditorium. Oh, my God, imagine that. Having a stage with an auditorium seating in it. Oh, it'd be freaking amazing. You could run a cool business out of something like that. I like it.
All right.
Right, Bryn? Bryn knows exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it would be awesome. I'd be so into having my own school. Come on. I'm like, not for to teach people, though. Not to teach. I'd get roller skates. You know, you could be like, you'd have all those lockers. It'd be so fun. You could put all kinds of weird things in the lockers. Like, oh, well, why don't you go down and open some lockers? Theme out the lockers. It'd be fun.
The thing that gets me about the college admission scandal is that the underprivileged kids are made to feel as if they don't deserve to be there, that they're there on charity. They have a stigma. Meanwhile, these kids have been...
They bought their way in.
Right. And that's because we've talked about there's a show now on Netflix, right?
Operation Varsity Blues.
Yeah. I think I'm going to watch that at some point.
It sounds really good.
Yeah, you guys should watch it.
Nicole was so mad.
I was mad just because basically what that texter said. And college is already made for the elite and rich. And now you have to cheat to get your way in. Like, why?
Hey, S&V, Mary from Oakland. It's my 70th birthday today. Thanks for the laughs and getting us through this pandemic. I really appreciate you.
Wow. She was in her 40s when we started here.
Yikes.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Happy birthday.
Hope you have a great one.
70 years old. Imagine that.
What do you mean?
I imagine it all the time.
You imagine like, being 70?
Well, yeah. What's it going to be like, you know? I got aching pains now.
Well, I imagine it's pretty dusty, right? No offense, Mary.
I don't know. No idea.
What's dusty?
Just life
in general?
Your house?
Yeah.
What do you mean? There was a Suzanne Summers story this morning where she's still talking about her and her husband. She gives him a testosterone shot every Tuesday, and on Wednesday, it's go time.
Is that right?
They do it twice a day every day, she says, at least.
I've heard people do the testosterone shots, and I don't know if they're so great. Why don't we all get them? Why isn't this being passed around? Is there some shortage on testosterone? I'll take some. Give me some.
Do you need some?
Yeah, I think you have plenty.
How could it not
You
be
seem to
fun?
Have plenty. I actually think that you might want the testosterone reduction pills.
Well, either way, maybe I could store some up. Where do I keep that stuff if I've got an extra
Listen, when
load?
It starts to be an issue for you, I don't think we're talking about the same thing.
What?
When it starts to become an issue, there's creams you can rub on yourself. There's shots you can get.
Oh, look at you. You have experience.
I do. I know all about it. Testosterone. Dude, I mean, you know, you're in your mid-50s. People start talking about that stuff. It comes up at poker games. I'm sitting there. I'm the only girl at the table going, oh, my God. This is a convo. I should
Whoa.
Take notes.
Oh, my God.
Vinny might want to know about this.
I might want to know about this. My son got his vaccine at a drive-thru at SFSU, and it's the Johnson & Johnson one. He works in food service and was eligible. Call your local pharmacy around 4 p.m. every day and ask if they have leftovers. A few friends have gotten theirs that way.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
For a talk show.
On that, we'll tap out. But thank you for your texts, and we'll be back to say goodbye
after
these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. For the record, Bryn. Not funny.
Funniest guy
hey,
on the
guys.
Show.
No, no, nope.
Get out of here.
I'm going to go on the right. I think it might go Vinny, then me, then Nicole. And then, yeah, sometimes you have a moment.
Oh, don't be
like
bitter.
About 10 years ago when you did that Crimea thing. That was hilarious.
Oh,
since then,
man,
though, not so
ten
much.
10 years ago.
Good try.
10
man.
Years ago. All right. Well, listen, everyone, it's Monday, so best day of the week. Get out there and enjoy it. It's lovely out. I actually can't wait to go and get my hands dirty, get a little mud on myself. Woo!
You know what
Exciting.
I'm going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to put on radio.com and sit here and listen to the V. Hale Show.
Oh, my God. That's a great Duh. Idea. She's up next. And Janie in the afternoon. She's
and then
always
her.
Fun.
And yep, then I'll and listen then to her. Right.
Right. And then, of course, Alice is on 24/7. If you're streaming us, just keep it on. You don't have to. You can turn it down, but never turn it off.
Thank you.
Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.